if there's something that makes your heart beat faster, if there's something that you are fired up and passionate about, don't listen to that little voice that may come up in the back of your mind that makes you think that you can't do it. Just go for it, because if you care that much about something, then you're going to make this world a better place because of it.
Kind of different here. We always talk about adaptability and PT insight into making someone's life a little more adaptable. What if you paired a physical therapist with a general contractor? Well, that's what Catherine Franklin, a physical therapist, did with her company, Lafee Consulting. The contractor, her husband, match made in heaven. So take a listen to this episode and see how they merge both of their passions into helping other people. Episode brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. Heard in over 135 countries with more than 1 million downloads and counting.
This is
the PT Pintcast. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours, PT Pintcast. Has a guest on the show right now. Excited to bring on Catherine Franklin. She's a physical therapist, acute care ICU physical therapist at the University Health System in San Antonio's premier teaching hospital and level one trauma center. And alongside her and her husband, she's a co-owner of Lafee Consulting, a barrier-free home design company working to create beautiful spaces that can be enjoyed by those of all ages and ability levels. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no, I'm pumped and came across you on social media like we do for many of our guests and said, huh, what's this? So let's start with you since we got you on the phone. What's your background? How long you've been a PT and what's your roundabout physical therapy superhero origin story?
Yeah, so I am a physical therapist here in San Antonio. I graduated from Texas State PT program in May of 2017, sat for my boards, yay, that summer, and then have been in clinical practice since August of that year.
That's cool.
So I'm still fairly fresh, about a year and a half of practice under my belt.
Doing mainly acute care ICU stuff still as well?
Yes, sir.
That's cool.
Yes, sir. So I was a student at University Hospital. Never in a million years did I think I would go the acute care route, but I had my first clinical experience there at the encouragement of one of my professors and fell in love with it and have been really enjoying it ever since.
I'd say about 50% of the time, it's that story. I was never going to work with older adults or I was never going to work with pediatrics. Yeah. And next thing you know, and the other 50% is, well, I knew exactly what I was going to do, but it's 50%. You think it would be higher. You know exactly what you want to do, but it's not.
Yeah. I put my foot in my mouth and moved on.
Yeah. But if you find something that you're passionate about, by all means, you know what? Admit you put your foot in your mouth and then go run towards mm-hmm. the thing that you really, really care about. So I love that. I want to talk to you about Lafee Consulting. Am I pronouncing that right?
Not quite, but that's okay. It's Lafee.
Lafee.
And that is Spanish for faith. Also like belief, hope, confidence, and conviction. And the reason why we chose that name is, number one, because we wanted to stick true to our South Texas roots, but number two, because that's really what we want to allow our clients to have, is that hope and that confidence to stay in their homes as safely as possible.
All right. When you say we're talking about your husband. What's his name? Steve-O?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. So
my sweetheart.
Your sweetheart. What do you two do? What describe Lafee? What do you guys actually accomplish? And tell me about the people that you get to work with.
Yeah. So not long after I started working at the hospital, a big part of what we do is discharge planning. And I learned very quickly that at a trauma center, at a stroke center, at our teaching hospital, and also at the county hospital, where kind of all of that rolled into one, you have to sometimes get really creative with your discharge planning for your patients. And really quick, learned that a lot of times we have to make recommendations for patients to go somewhere other than home simply because their homes are not well set up for them to return there. And that just completely broke my heart. So had this idea, sprung it on my husband. So what do you think about this? Let's combine your knowledge of construction, because he runs a construction company, my knowledge of physical therapy, and we can work together to make recommendations to allow people to modify or build new homes that they can stay in for as long as possible.
Wow. This is cool. And I'm particularly drawn towards ideas like this. And you can find the website at lefayconsulting.com and just take a little peek into what these guys are able to do. I love it particularly because it feels like something similar that I did, right? I took my passion and the thing that I used to do in radio, I talk about it all this time on the show, and just said, I combined it with PT. And what you did was you said you saw a hole, you saw something that was lacking, you combined it with someone else, which I like. You got other people involved, an expert in a different thing, your husband, you know, building these things that would solve that problem. And I love when those things come together. And I always say this, especially when I speak in front of students, there's a straight line between any two points. We know that from geometry, right? And you found the line from where you were in the hole you saw, you passed right through your husband, and you said, let's go this way together. And you did that. How long ago did you start this? And who do you get to interact with? And what stories do you have for us so far?
Yeah, so we had this dream. This came about a year ago. And so we were all the time coming up with these wild ideas of dreams that we have and things that we want to do, plans to execute. And so this is something that we were all in on, and it actually happened. You know, it wasn't just one of those things that we talked about. We actually did it. So I started the process of getting some advanced certification, some specialty training in accessible home design. And so I am a certified aging in place specialist through the National Association of Home Builders. We've got all of my physical therapy knowledge as PTs. You know, we're experts in the movement system. So I'm able to implement that into what I do. And now I have this additional knowledge in design and construction, and I'm able to better marry those two passions. Got that certification a little less than a year ago, and have been working to just build a business and grow what we're passionate about it since that time.
So hold on a second, go back, because I've never heard of this type of certification, and I saw it on your website, and I said, ooh, I got to ask her about this. I love the fact that it's a certified aging in place specialization, and then it's through the National Association of Home Builders. I just assumed it was going to be through a continuing education course, a state chapter, but this is from home builders. This is outside of the PT world. I love that. So talk about that certification real briefly.
Yeah, so it's something that I have to keep up with my own continuing education outside of the continuing ed that I need for my PT license. It's a partnership with the National Association of Home Builders and the AARP. And while it's geared towards construction professionals and architects and designers and remodelers, it's also open to healthcare professionals like PTs, OTs, and medical doctors.
What are some of the things that you learned? What are some of the takeaways from that certification? It sounds really interesting.
It was really cool. It was neat to be surrounded by a group of construction guys. Obviously, I get along really well with those people. I married one. But it was really cool to be able to provide the perspective of a physical therapist when we were doing things like case studies and looking at plans and things like that. One of the big takeaways that I got was that a lot of the times these contractors have the best interests of their clients at heart, but they just don't have the education necessary to be able to make the most appropriate intervention. So I've got a really good example that is an unfortunate situation, but I think a good kind of learning opportunity for a lot of people is I have a colleague who is a contractor in the Houston area who had a friend who was doing a bathroom remodel for a client with Parkinson's. And he thought that he was doing all of the right things by making some of these recommendations. He said, okay, this guy's got Parkinson's. I don't want him to slip and fall. So I'm going to put this super slip-resistant tile down in the bathroom. Well, classic Parkinsonian gait pattern involves shuffling your feet. So what ultimately happened was that super slip-resistant tile led the client to fall because he didn't have the step height necessary to clear his foot from the ground. And so you and I would look at that and immediately say, no, that's not a good idea. But somebody who doesn't have that level of training would think that they were doing something really good when in actuality they were ultimately hurting someone.
Great point. And you were just able to see that faster. And I love how you mentioned perspective and wanting to be able to help. And you're able to lend that. And now through your consulting agency, you're able to put those two things together pretty perfectly.
Yeah.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
Back to the PT Pinecast with Jimmy McKay.
So I want to talk a little bit about kind of what it looks like or how it works.
Yeah, what does it look like from start to finish?
Yeah, so we get referrals from fellow physical therapists in town, rehab facilities, independent case managers, and then builders and designers who are working with those who may have a specific diagnosis or maybe advancing in age. We'll sit down for an initial consultation, just like you would do if you were working in a hospital or working at a clinic. And we'll talk with our clients and then their families or caregivers, whoever is really closely involved in their day-to-day. We'll talk about concerns. We'll talk about goals, just like you would do during an initial eval. And we'll talk about estimated budget. And then we'll also, at that point in time, begin communication. If they've got a home builder already identified, we'll be communicating with them. If they don't have a builder identified, we can sometimes help to point them in the right direction of somebody who would be a good candidate. During that initial consultation, we'll do a home safety assessment. So we'll kind of do a walkthrough or a roll through with our client, watch them move in their space. At that time, I'm able to analyze their balance. I'm studying their gait. I'm looking at their endurance. As they're moving through their bathroom and they reach their hand up to grab for a grab bar that isn't there, I can make a mental note of that as we're going through the space. And I can also identify, okay, this area is at an increased risk for falls because of this, 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 and this. Home safety assessment and mobility assessment kind of rolled into one.
Is your husband with you at the same time and I'm, you know, while you're doing all this?
If he's available, he is, yes.
Love that. And I'm sure through his head, he's thinking, okay, how can I insert myself? He's listening to both of those things. It's like two evaluations going on at the same time.
Absolutely. And he helps to ground me in life and in business. So when I'm saying, yeah, we'll knock this wall out, we'll make this doorway wider, we'll do this and this and this, he'll say, well, maybe not that. Well, that's load bearing. That's structural. We can't do that. But here are some other options.
That's fantastic.
It's a good combination.
Yeah, and you've got some examples of some stuff that you've done, some work you've done on your social media as well, and you shared that.
Yes, sir. So we recently worked with a gentleman in the Austin area who has Parkinson's. Early onset, is now in a wheelchair, and he lives with his mother, who is advancing in age, and they really just needed a lot of assistance, didn't know where to start, and were kind of constricted in what they did and didn't want to do in their home. So we were able to provide them with three different options, three different price ranges, and three different varying levels of how intense this remodel was going to be and how impactful it was going to be changing their day-to-day as we move forward.
That's fantastic. I love that. Are you mainly working with a particular demographic or population so far, or where do you see this going?
So we want to keep it open to be able to work with anyone. So whether you're preparing to care for an aging parent, or you've been through a traumatic event or an injury, you've had a stroke, you've had a brain injury, you've had a spinal cord injury, you've got a chronic condition that you're kind of adjusting to and managing, you're having a little one and find out that your child is going to be more medically complex, or you're just advancing in age and you don't have a specific diagnosis or disease and you just want to stay in your home, we want to work with everyone. We feel that we have a lot of value to offer regardless of what your personal situation is, and we have the ability to make something super specific to what you need, not only now, but looking at whether you've got a disease or not, what the progression is going to look like in the next 6 months, 6 years, 50 years.
I love that. Older adults, children, post-trauma, chronic, aging in place. Hey, congratulations. You're aging. really well, but you'd like to stay where you are. A physical therapist and a contractor can help you do that. I mean, you, of course, got hooked up with yours in marriage, but nothing says a physical therapist can't just find one in their local community. You don't have to marry him or her, but you can team up with them.
I would recommend it. He's fantastic. But
people want to find out about your organization and reach out to you, the website, LaFayeConsulting.com. That's L-A-F-E Consulting.com. What are some lessons that you learned when you decided to do this and then put it into practice?
Yeah. So another reason this came about is when I was in PT school, kind of a classic thing down in Texas, and I don't know if this is common in other places, is a project that we do where you spend 24 hours in a wheelchair.
Yep.
And to me, that was eye-opening, not just because it was something I had never done before, but you learn very quickly that even if something is ADA accessible or up to code, it doesn't mean that it's functional. And so Americans with Disabilities Act made a huge impact for a lot of people, and that it's going to continue for many years to come. But knowing that you can implement some different strategies into designing your home space, because you don't have to follow ADA code for a residential construction project, you can make the design specific to the person who's going to be living there. That was something that I never would have known until I had started this process, and able to take, you know, what I learned from that project and fold it into some of the design work that we do has been really beneficial as well.
It's just a good idea to do. It's you're able to look through people's eyes. You put in that situation in PT school, like many of us were, and you said, I'm going to do something about this. And, you know, being able to team up with someone else who can actually make those changes in real time is a fantastic placement for physical therapy. I just love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else do we want to talk about? Any other questions I didn't ask that you typically, you know, this isn't necessarily standard. You're a little bit different. So anything, what do you typically get asked by fellow physical therapists or people from across you?
A big question, you know, what do your services entail, but what about after the fact? So we'll do our assessments, we'll come up with the design work, taking out the tape measure, putting it into the computer, coming up with blueprints for you to follow, or for your contractor or home builder to follow. And then we also provide our clients with a letter of medical necessity so that we can advocate on their behalf to a third-party payer if that's an option. A lot of times things aren't covered, but we definitely fight for our clients whenever we can and try to get as much of the cost offset as possible. And there are some grants and programs like that we reach out to as well.
Are those grants local to your area? Are they national?
A lot of them are local to the area. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that would be advice to someone else, which is find out what's local and do exactly what you just said, which is advocate for your patients, advocate for your clients to get them.
Yeah.
Man, because some of that stuff gets expensive because, I mean, of course, you're walking in, you want to knock down all the walls, which probably isn't the best thing, but that can get expensive. Even putting a simple ramp on the front of the house, I realized only through PT school that gets really expensive really quick, but it's necessary. How are you going to get out of your house without a ramp if that's the way you access your home? So accessing those grants, if they are available, by all means, look for those. What's a good way to find those? Where do those typically live, and the information to find a local grant?
Yeah, a lot of the times your local disability council or council on aging will have some information on their website that can point you in the right direction of where to get started. Reach out to case managers and care coordinators in the area. They're an invaluable resource as well.
The website is Lafaye Consulting, as we mentioned. That's LAFEconsulting.com. And also on Twitter, what's the Twitter handle?
@ Lafaye Consulting, and same for Instagram.
Perfect. I love that. All right. Are you ready to play three questions? Did we prepare you for that?
Hit me.
There you go. Even better. I like it.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Three questions brought to you by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing. Katie's in Texas, but positions in all 50 U.S. states. They have this travel PT thing down on lock. They got all the information. How do you get your license transferred over? Where are you going to live? CEUs, health insurance, taxes, the stuff you don't want to think about before you take a travel position. They've got it all taken care of. They'll take that hard part out of travel PT. Check them out online at AUREUSmedical.com. CSM.com. Sunny and the staff was just with us at CSM not long ago, answering a lot of questions. I start to see the same pattern of questions over and over again from students, new grads, seasoned clinicians who want to jump into this travel PT thing. I always say, do what you want to do, where you want to do it. AURUSmedical.com. Katie's doing what she wants to do, right? You're merging two different
Absolutely.
Things that you love. First question on three questions is, if you could go anywhere in the 50 U.S. states and be a PT for 13 weeks, where would you want to go?
I would do 13 weeks in every county in this great state of Texas.
Wow. Texas through and through, huh?
Texas forever, my man.
Love that. All right. Second question is, what's something that you read that really inspired you? Could be a book, a quote, a blog, anything.
Not long ago, I finished Grit by Angela Duckworth. Loved it. Definitely some good takeaways on how to be more gritty in your own life, but also some good stuff for, you know, how to improve that in our patients.
Yeah, you can't have too much grit ever.
No.
All right, third question on three questions. Who's someone within the physical therapy profession or outside of the physical therapy profession, since you're merging two different worlds, that the audience should know more about? Your chance to give somebody a shout out, a name drop.
Yeah, so when I was first getting started with all this, I just cold called a gentleman named Frank Gucciardo out of New York. He owns Frangelli Consulting, and he's been doing a similar thing for the past 30 years. He's a physical therapist out there, and this guy was so kind, sat down and visited with me over the phone for almost an hour about, you know, here's what I did, here's what worked, here's what didn't work. You're the same spot that I was 35 years ago, and I'm super excited about it. So let me just pour into you and give you some advice so you don't make all the same mistakes I did.
That's a sign of a really, really nice person who's going to take their time to only give. You know, there's really not much take going on right there. That's great that he did took the time to do that.
It was awesome. I'll forever be thankful for that.
That's cool. I love little stories like that. Katie, last thing we do on the show is the parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Their mission, to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
If you were to leave the audience with one thing to remember as they go forward in their careers, what would it be? Something you've learned that you want to share with them?
My thing is, if there's something that makes your heart beat faster, if there's something that you are fired up and passionate about, don't listen to that little voice that may come up in the back of your mind that makes you think that you can't do it. Just go for it. Just go for it. Because if you care that much about something, then you're going to make this world a better place because of it.
Love that. Catherine Franklin, LeFay Consulting. Find them online. Check them out. Ask her some questions. Hit them on the social medias, LeFayConsulting.com, that website. I definitely want you to check in. You've been at this for a little more than a year. I definitely want to hear from you again and see where this thing has grown too soon.
We would love that.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
From the makers of this podcast comes a brand new show. It's called NPTE StudyCast. If you're studying for the NPTE, this is the show you need to listen to,
period.
Short, sweet, and to-the-point episodes from board-certified clinical specialists and physical therapy professors on all the topics you need to know to take the NPTE. NPTE StudyCast, available now on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more.
NPTE StudyCast.
The number one NPTE podcast
in the world.